come later and be a very strong type of Haskalah is what we could call the labor union socialist Haskalah, which was based not upon language, though they were mainly Yiddishisten, they were mainly part of the Yiddish stream. But they did not look at the Yiddish language as their savior or as their culture, but the culture basically was Marx. The publication of the Communist Manifesto by Marx and Engels in the 1800s and the revolutions that occurred throughout Europe in 1848, the labor strikes which existed throughout Europe, the coming of the working class as a strong political force, all of this had a strong effect upon Jews as well. And the socialist Haskalah became the organizer for Jewish trade unions, for Jewish labor unions, for the rights of the workers, for socialism, and in its extreme form, for communism. And it became a very strong and potent force within the Jewish world. You'll see the Jewish Daily Forward today, which is the Jewish Weekly Forward, on its masthead, it still says that the workers of the world should unite. It still has that catchphrase, to unite and throw off their chains. And the arbiter ring, which is the workman's circle. In Europe, the labor parties, which were called the Bund, in Poland and in Russia, and who had great numbers of followers, they saw themselves not as Jews. They saw themselves as part of the international class struggle. Now, one of Marx's great fictions was that a worker in England and a worker in Germany and a worker in Russia were united in spite of nationality by the fact that they were workers. And therefore, they would not fight each other. They would unite together. And when the Russian Revolution came, for instance, in 1917, Trotsky and Lenin believed sincerely, for a short period of time at least, that the workers in the rest of the world would emulate their revolution and throw off their governments. And you would have the Internationale. You would have an international government of workers, of the proletariat. And therefore, the Bund and the socialist Haskalah said that a Jewish worker was united with a black worker in Africa and with a Chinese worker in China and with a Japanese worker in Japan. He was united with everybody. And it was not a question of Jew. It was a question of class. And therefore, they opposed the Jewish class of capitalists, of factory owners. In fact, some of the most bitter strikes that existed in all of Eastern Europe were Jews against Jews. The Jewish labor unions against the Jewish owners, in which the impetus for violence was very, very strong, because each side was idealistic. They were doing the work of heaven. And the Jewish society was torn into many shreds because of this type of class warfare. You have vestiges of that in Eretz Yisrael, which has had a basically socialist economy for a long period of time, which the labor unions really owned, like the Histadrut owned the companies it worked for. Well, economically that didn't prove out, but philosophically and socially, that was an extension of the ideas of the socialist Haskalah and of its influence on the Jewish people. All of these Haskalahs would have died, as I told you. The only Haskalah that came and saved it was the Zionist Haskalah.